Describe someone you studied with that is successful in his or her life.
Is money a measure of whether a person is successful? Well, it depends on what you think success is. If you believe success is having many things, then having a lot of money can make someone seem successful. For example, Mark Zuckerberg became very rich because of Facebook, and most people think he's successful. But being successful doesn't always mean having money. Mother Teresa was a nun who helped poor people a lot. She didn't have much money. Still, she's now considered a saint, which is a big achievement. What factors lead to success? There are many factors that lead to success. Firstly, to achieve a goal, it's important to believe in yourself and have a strong desire for it. It's good to imagine or dream about your success, but you also have to work hard. For example, if you want to be an actor, you need to learn about acting and keep trying, even if you fail at first. With time and effort, you can achieve what you want. How can one become a successful person? I believe that the key to success is to continuously learn, stay strong during tough times, and learn from your experiences. For example, in sports, becoming great requires lots of practice. Sometimes you won't do as well as you'd like, but instead of giving up, consider each mistake as a chance to learn. Adjust your training a bit and keep going. This determination is very important for success, not only in sports, but in everything you try. What do people need to sacrifice for success? Well, people aiming for success often have to give up some of their everyday activities. For instance, if someone wants to become a successful entrepreneur, they can't afford to spend as much time watching TV or using social media. Instead, they may need to work late into the night or meet with their business partners on weekends to strategize how to achieve their goals. Basically, they are giving up their free time. Is there a contradiction between success and happiness? It depends on how we define success. If success means making lots of money and getting powerful jobs, we might have to sacrifice time with loved ones and deal with stress. In that case, success and happiness might seem incompatible. However, if we define success as finding joy in what we achieve, whether it's a high-powered job or wealth, then they can coexist. It's all about our values and how we see success and happiness. How should one go about being successful in school? Doing well in school usually means getting good grades on tests and working hard to reach your goals, like getting into your dream college. Some students also join clubs or sports teams and make friends to feel successful. Others who win awards or become class president are also seen as successful. But I think someone can also be considered successful if they start with low grades and work really hard to improve. Success can mean different things to different people. Is it easy for people to succeed in the national test in your country? No, many people think it's hard. The Gaokao, which is the university entrance exam in China, is said to be one of the hardest tests in our country. I think it's mainly because there are a lot of students and only a few spots in good universities. To get into a top university, you need a very high score, which only about 5% of students can achieve. Other good universities also need high scores. Many students can't do it, so they go to vocational colleges or look for jobs. So, yes, it's tough to succeed, but not impossible. Is learning more challenging in school now compared to the past? Yes, the academic competition nowadays can be more difficult. There are more students trying to get into good universities, and the criteria for admissions have become stricter. Economic issues also play a role. Many people can't find jobs because of the economy and COVID-19, so they go back to furthering their education, which makes the competition for exams tougher. So in general, pursuing higher education is tougher these days.